Well, we praise God and welcome all of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. As I said, this is Tammy in South Carolina, and at this time we're going to just go before our Father to the throne room of grace this morning as we open the Master's Call up for prayer. Father, I thank you, Lord, as we approach your throne of grace this morning. Father, I thank you for your grace and your mercy, which is renewed each and every day. God, I thank you that your hand is upon us. God, I thank you that you are our shield. Lord, I thank you that we come under the wing of the Almighty, Father, and that we're hidden in the cleft, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for being a mighty God. We just say that we love you this morning. Lord, keep your hand upon the Master's Call this morning. Lord, keep your hand upon all of the intercessors and those that are associated with the call. For our faithful listeners, Father God, continue to be their Rock of Sheridan, Lord. Continue to be their Prince of Peace, Father. We thank you, Lord, for the blood that covers all of us, Father God. Lord, we ask you now to bless Artist International, Father. We ask you, Lord God, to bless the owners, the Diaz de Leon family. Father, continue to give them vision. Continue to give them wisdom and direction, Lord God. Have them to go in your will, Father, to increase the health and wealth of those around the country, Lord, and around this very nation. Father, we thank you for those blessings and for the blessing of the founders of this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Father, and for Dr. P.K. Roberts. Father, we ask you to continue to be their shield. Lord, continue to be their fortress and their refuge. Father, continue to give them the direction to take the Master's Call so that it continues to be a powerful kingdom builder. Oh, God, raising up those intercessors, God, raising up those prayer warriors, Lord, bringing those men and women up to the forefront to give your word to the people, to give them light and direction in this dark, dark world. Father, we thank you for that. We thank you for the woman of God, oh, our shepherd on this body, Dr. Vanessa, who will bring the word. God, we thank you that you restore her strength, Lord God. We thank you that you're a God of restoration. God, we thank you that you are her strong tower. Lord, we thank you that you are her battle axe. God, we thank you for being her mind regulator. God, we ask you now to bring in the blessings, Lord. We call in, Lord God, supernatural supply. Oh, God, we ask you to do exceedingly abundantly above all she can ask or think for her faithfulness, Lord God, for her obedience to you, Lord. Bless the word that shall come forth on today, God, without hindrance, Lord God, without being bound and unchecked, Lord God. The word of God shall break bonds and break yokes today. Hallelujah. God, we saturate with the blood of Jesus the telephone lines right now. We call in clear every signal, Lord God. We call in clear the word of God from beginning to end. This call shall come in without hindrance from the enemy. We cancel every plan of attack, retaliation, and backlash right now in the name of Jesus. God, we send the word of blessing to all of the listeners right now under the sound of my voice. Father, we thank you and we ask you all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'm going to turn the call over to my sister in Christ, Minister LaShawn. Minister LaShawn, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Good morning. I can hear you. Praise God. Bless you.
Amen. Praise God. Faithful Friday. I am loving that. And although we're faithful every day to our Father, we give thanks for this day. Amen. So welcome to the Master's Morning Call. If this is your first time on the line, we welcome you with the warmest kingdom greeting. We thank you for joining us this morning and putting our Father first, because this call is all about the Master. We are blessed that the Master manifests two beautiful, strong women of God to create this call. But they teach us that it's not about them. It's not about the intercessors. It's about what God does for all of us. We are just vessels, and we are the messengers for his word. So we are thankful that he has given us this opportunity to give greetings to you. And for our TMC family that joins us every day or most of the week, we say good morning to you and keep coming back. The Master's Call was created 2 years ago and a couple of days by these awesome women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. And let me tell you something. These women of God, when they said yes to the mandate, they did it all. They were 100% complete. Why? Because they had a Holy Ghost laser vision, and they followed the mandate that God gave them. The mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And our scripture, which is found in Psalm 88:13, says to you, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." That's the Master's Call. We pray in the morning, we pray at the end of the call, and we encourage you to pray throughout the day. And if you miss any part of this message, well, you can go to the social media site right now or text your friend, your neighbor, or someone on your phone. Let them know able to join us by dialing 712-432-0075. And the access code is 957-677-POUND. I'm giving that number because some of you may have been bridged on from someone else on three-way, so you can call yourself. If you want to hear part of this message later on, or like I said, pass through social media, you will dial 712-432-1085. And it's the same access code, 957-677-POUND. And did you know that on 10-25-10, which was the inception of this call, Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is our awesome speaker this morning, she is so sold out to the Lord, and I get excited every time that I know she's going to bring forth the word because we're going to learn something. She ministered Totally Ministering to Christ, Part 1. Today, on the 2010, the Mass Corps prayer team did an election intercession prayer. And yesterday, 2 years ago, Dr. Vanessa did a message called Think Big Because We Serve a Supersized God, Part 1. Amen. So what I'm trying to tell you is we have been consistent for the last 2 years, and it's because of the Master. So what we want to do now is get out the way. So I want to get out the way so this mighty, mighty woman of God to come forth and give the message. Pastor Vanessa, also known as our Mother Eagle, she continues to teach us. She continues to just stretch us in the Word of God. We were doing a series talking about your choices and decisions and what it does for you and your generation to come. And we also learned about the truth, to recognize the truth, to tell the truth, and to spread the truth. So without further ado, I'm going to bring to you Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon this morning. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you so much, Minister LaShawn, for your warm greeting and hosting the people of God to that spiritual place so we can receive the saturated, sanctified Word of God. Thank you so much, Minister Tammy, for, I tell you, just wearing all kinds of hats, just being there for the people of God, letting us know that this is the Master's Call, all about our Lord and Savior, the Master. And to each and every one of you, we are humbled and honored that day after day, so many of you all call in to just hear a word from the Lord. And if this is your first time, wow, warmest kingdom greetings to you also. We are used to hearing Minister Robin on Friday. She has been really teaching us the rudiments of prayer and powerful teaching, and keep her and all of those affected by Sandy lifted up in prayer. I got a text from her, been texting her every day going back and forth that they're still with no power, no water, and everything in her part of New Jersey. But you know what? God is faithful. They're safe. And we're just going to continue to lift all of them up. So yours truly is going to bring a word from the Lord today. Always honored to step in, always keeping a word or two or three in our belly so that we can share the good news. This theme I've spoken on before, but I'm going to, God dropped some new nuggets in my spirit as I was asking him, what would he have me serve spiritually steamed with his power this morning? So we're going to talk this morning about don't let the start stop you. Don't let the start stop you. Keep hope alive. But the subheading he gave me that I'm really honing in on today are the three B's for godly success. You know, we have the Better Business Bureau. But the three B's for godly success, first you got to believe with all of your heart. Then you got to be the midwives, men and women, to birth what he's dropped in your spirit. And then you will become, what he has put in front of you. You know, Pastor Chuck has really been teaching us some awesome nuggets on how to live a blessed life. And we're going to stay in that same flow with these three B's for godly success, to believe in our hearts, to not be rattled, to not be swayed with two or three opinions, and then to be the incubators, to be the spiritual midwives, to push. We're going to pray until something happens. We're going to birth it, and then we're going to walk it out and become what God has ordained us. In other words, we're going to walk out that destiny. Well, let's start off when we said keep hope alive. What does hope really mean? well, hope is defined in the Collegiate Webster Meridian Dictionary as to desire with expectation of fulfillment. To desire with expectation. See, we have an expectation and an anticipation that we're going to become what God has ordained us to be. And another definition was desire accompanied by expectation. In other words, say they're first cousins to each other. Desire, but it's accompanied with an expectation in your heart. But what about the habits you need to have so that you can get to that place called success and victory? You got to develop habits. As Christians, there are success habits. And as I said, Pastor Chuck has been, wow, giving us some rich words on those things we need to do to live that life we desire of success. And these habits will strengthen us and mature us. One that I so strongly believe in, one of the first habits is the habit of daily prayer. Go on and announce to your own self, speak it out. I'm a daily prayer warrior. I speak to you daily, not just crisis time, but I want to daily be in dialogue. And that means that you're not the only one talking. It's not a monologue. It's a dialogue where you speak to the Lord and learn to quiet your spirit and hear back from the Omnipotent One what he has to say to you. James 5, verse 16, confess your faults to one another and pray one for another, that you may be healed, not just physically, spiritually, emotionally. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. What great success habit. The second is the habit of daily Bible study. Bible, basic instructions before leaving earth. Many of us can't even name 10 books in the Bible of the 63. We got to study it, know it, chew on it. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. If we do our part, then God has promised he do his. If we don't let that book, but keep it in front of us, reading it daily. I used to love how one of my professors, like a power drill, drilled this into me when I was in seminary at Oral Roberts. He would always say, hey, do not let the Bible just become your textbook for class, where you're only reading it to answer an assignment or because of a book study. Read the Bible because it's your bread of life. Have a private time of devotion, of reading your word. Then, yes, as ministers, you study the word for when you're going to speak to others. And I've guarded that habit, success habit, over the years. Develop the attitude of helping others. See, with hope, you're going to have a habit of daily prayer, a habit of daily Bible study, and then an attitude of helping others. Be a team player. Right now, I've been praying on the news because we started out so great when Sandy first hit. Everybody was helping everybody. And uh-oh, that little thing called impatience has been slipping in, and folks are getting a few attitudes. We got to pray to always be a servant leader, be a team player. There's no I in the word team. Remember, team means together everyone achieves more. Ephesians 4, that 16th verse in the book of Ephesians, Ephesians 4, 16 says, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. That's the agapula. What is it saying in essence? Everybody, do your part. Be willing to serve, to be a servant. The great thing about network marketing is it's not always true in corporate America, but to be successful in our business, you must help others to be successful. You can't get to the top on your own. I love that set up by the Holy Ghost. The O in our hope, be open and optimistic. We're talking about don't let the start stop you. Oh, keep your hope alive using our three B's of success. Be open and optimistic. Be open by having a teachable and coachable spirit. A leader, a good person, is open to new ideas and new strategies. They understand they can learn from anyone. And in other ways, as believers, be sensitive in the spirit to change. Change in the cuss word. God will come in different ways to minister to us, to position us. John 10:10. It's in the red, y'all. It means it's not a provoked. Jesus said it. John 10:10. The thief cometh not but for what? To steal, to kill, and destroy. That is the job description of the devil. But he goes on to say, I have come that thou might have life and have it more abundantly. Live life, love life. Choose these three B's by what? The next O is be optimistic. Have that attitude of gratitude. Choose to stay positive in the midst of the battle, in the midst of your struggle, in the midst of your surmountable challenges. Choose joy. Nehemiah 8:10, then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is spared. For this day is holy unto the Lord. Neither be sorry. And what Nehemiah ended it with, let the joy of the Lord be your strength. I've learned over the years to laugh at the devil. When he hurls a fiery dart at Dr. V, I'm like, is that the best you can do? My shield of faith is up and ready. See, I'm not a spiritual streaker. I get dressed with that armor of God in Ephesians 6 every day. In Philippians 4, because see, I want to give you plenty of word. Wrestle with the word, but make sure the word wins. Choose joy. Philippians 4, verses 4 through 7, when Paul wrote to the church at Philippi, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Let your moderation, and that means self-control, control yourself. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Verse 6, be careful. In other words, be anxious. Don't be stressful for anything. Be careful for nothing, but everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. Take it to the altar and leave it there. Too many times we take it to God, but we pick it back up and take it to our seat. No, take it to God and leave it there. Verse 7, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. All this morning, don't let the start stop you. Keep hope alive. The three B's for godly success. Believe, birth it, and then become it. Oh, the P in hope. First, we're going to pursue your goals with persistence and a posture for purpose. The four P's of success. We're going to pursue with our goals with persistence, and we're going to have a posture. We're going to keep our not just our physical body posture, but spiritually postured, emotionally postured. For purpose, we're going to pursue your goals with all that's in you. Take massive action. Pursue means to follow in an attempt to overtake or capture. Pursue means to chase, to apply one's energy to or have one's profession. I love this one. To follow persistently. Okay, they didn't show up like they promised to that opportunity meeting. Okay, they didn't call back like they told you they were. Okay, someone said yes, and when you got there, they had selective amnesia. But the main ingredients for the three B's is keep going, keep moving. On the road to success, we pursued by staying focused and faithful. See, we have some biblical examples of pursuing to success. Oh, come on, Exodus 37 through 50, that whole story of Joseph. He kept pursuing when he had that dream, when God gave him the vision, when he saw where he was going. He ended up first in a pit, but he had to keep pursuing, and he thought it was getting better when he was at the palace. Oh, but a setback just set him up for a comeback when he ended up in the prison. Oh, but he finally became the prime minister. Those three B's. Oh, what about our Lord and Savior this morning? Jesus was born to die. He left heaven, perfection, utopia, to be born in a little manger, to become a carpenter's son. Got that physical labor in. And then he began a miracle ministry. But then he was seen as a rebel. Oh, led to the cross. And had success by conquering death, hell, and the grave. Another P in our hope is persistence. Means winners never quit, and quitters never win. In other words, Keep on keeping on no matter what. Be persistent when setbacks come. Keep going. Be persistent means keeping our eyes on the prize. We're headed for success. No detours. Be persistent and do not grow weary in well-doing. Notify your body, your mind, your spirit. I got a destiny I got to reach. Galatians 6, verse 9 says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season, oh, come on, folks, we got a due season, God's promises. We shall reap if we faint not. Stay plugged in to your team this morning and stay around positive people. That third P was keep a posture of success. Our attitude really does determine our altitude. Keep a posture, a mindset, which keeps your thoughts on success. I just gave you Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, look on these things. If they be of any virtue and if they be of any praise, it tells you to think on these things. The posture of success will attract other success. All we're talking about, pursuing and keeping the right posture. It's so important to keep the right posture, and then the persistence will get you to the purpose. This morning, don't let the start stop you. Keep hope alive. The three B's for godly success: believe, birth, and then become. All that E in hope. Every day, make a deliberate effort to be full of enthusiasm and energy. Every day. Don't take a day off. Every day. Tell your mind, tell your emotions, tell your body. We're going to make a deliberate effort full of enthusiasm and energy, determined to encourage and establish others. Do all that you can with effort, and then trust God to do all the rest. But the key is that our efforts must represent our best, giving God your best. Efforts, giving it all we've got. Philippians 4:13, that 13th verse. And Philippians 4 says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. The world correctly says, plan your work, then work your plan. It's one thing corporate America drilled in me well, and I keep that dear to my heart. Plan your work. In other words, believe. Then work your plan. We're birthing the plan, and then we're going to become that plan of success. Today, decide to be radical for Christ with enthusiasm and energy. Let them hear it in your voice. Luke 10, verse 27 says, and he answering said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. Notify your face. Smile. Shout hallelujah. Take more praise breaks. You know, often when we introduce a call, I tell people, go to our website and take a word break. Go to that mastersmorningcall.wordpress.com and click on any of those mini links and take a word break so that you're energizing your spirit. Let the Spirit of the Lord energize you. Let the power of the inside change everything around you on your outside. That's what 1 John 4, verse 4 was saying. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Every day, as believers, we should edify and encourage one another. That's that, those other E's. Edify and encourage one another. Edify means what? To build up. Every day, we should be planting seeds of encouragement one to another. Romans 14, 16 and verse 19 says, let not then your good be evil spoken of. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that is in these things serveth Christ, is acceptable to God, and approved of men. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify one another. Speak words that build up one another. Be guilty of being a sold-out encourager, no matter what. Every day, be willing to encourage and build up our family of artists. We are on this call each morning to build ourselves up. Why? So that we can go out and, what, be those ministers in the marketplace, to be Jesus' hands extended. And every day, let your faith be focused to establish a legacy of success and wealth. See, we're taught in our quick start five in conclusion to make sure your why will make you cry so that you'll stay sold out to your goals and your reason to work hard each and every day. See, we're also taught the power of five. See, we see how God can take our mustard seed group of five and then turn it into a mass team full of godly momentum on our way to massive money. But you got to get started. But for some of you, it's for your children to have a better life. For some of you, it's to be the alpha, the beginning of a legacy, a family, a lineage of wealth and success. For others, it's to get out of debt and be financially free to pursue goals and pursue desires. Establish a mindset of success. Establish a plan and stick to it. Establish a team. Clear on the goals and the missions for success. Decide today to be a kingdom builder, to establish a spirit of excellence with everything you do and everything you say, because you're a kingdom builder. Don't let the start stop you. Keep hope alive. The three B's for godly success. I believe, I'll birth it, and I will become it. In Jesus' name. Back to you, Minister LaShawn.
Amen, amen, amen. God tapped you on your shoulder and said, speak that word to your sister LaShawn, because that word was certainly for me. We're going to bring some announcements. Amen. Don't let the start stop you. The three B's, believe, birth, and become. I'm going to bring Sister Tammy up for our prayer request, and directly after that, we have a few announcements and how to email us and how to go to our website. Sister Tammy, are you there to seal this powerful, powerful word in prayer?
Good morning, Minister LaShawn. I'm here. Let us go before the throne room of our Heavenly Father. Father God, I come before you once again this morning. God, I thank you for the honor, Lord God, to lift up the prayer request before you today. Father, you are the God that I love. You are the God that I serve, and I love you, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, for this time. Lord, I thank you for this word that we received on today. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for the people of God who call into this call to receive your word on today. God, give us the hearts of servants, Lord God. Let us be like Jesus, Lord, learning to serve one another, Lord, as we are learning right now, Father. Teach us, Lord God, to have that godly success, to go after your word, to hunger for it, Lord God, as the deer hungers for water and pants, Lord God, the thirst, Lord God, for your word, Lord God. Let us take the bones, Lord God, and spit those out, but keep the meat of your word, Lord God, and hide it in our hearts that we may be men and women and doers of the word. Father, we lift up to you this morning, not all of the prayer requests, but God, we know that you hear, we know that you answer. Father, you know what we have need of even before we ask. But we lift up to you now, Miss Johnson and Miss Watson, Father. We lift up to you, Marie Preston, Father. We lift up to you, Papa Preston, on today, God. We lift up to you, Diane, on today, Lord God. We thank you for these requests that have come forth, Father, for healing, God, for sickness, Lord God. We cast it out. We speak now, Lord, by the blood of Jesus, hallelujah. By his stripes, they're already healed. Father, we know that you hold the heart of kings in your hand. Oh, God, you can give Diane the favor in the courtroom. Lord, turn the judge's heart in her favor. Father, give her victory, because we know that you are a righteous God and you love justice. Father, now give strength to Marie Preston as she carries on. Father, as she presses toward the mark of the high calling of God on her life, Father, we ask you to bless up her organization, Lord God.
Oh, God, bring in the resources right now, hallelujah, to continue the mission, Lord God, the mandate that you've given her on her life. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that we call in every resource, God, for every person who needs shelter, Lord, for every person who needs a job. Father God, for the power right now to be restored, Lord God, as a result of Sandy, hallelujah. God, we know that you can turn it on. You can send the surge of power, Lord, to your saint's house, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that you give them heat right now. God, Lord God, those rescuers, those workers, Lord God, let them be about your business, Lord, and put self aside, hallelujah. Have your way during this time, Lord. Let them, while they're being quiet, God, give them restoration in their families, Lord. Give them healing in their mind right now. Bind their mind to the mind of Christ Jesus in Jesus' name. Lord, we know that Minister Robin is covered. She's covered. She's hidden. You're her fortress. You're her rock. You're her strong tower, God. You are her refuge. So we know that you've given your angels charge over her and every other saint, God, who's going through this time. Father, we thank you that you bring every need forth. God, we thank you that you do it in your time. We praise you and we bless your holy name. We bless the word that we've received on this morning. Father, we thank you for good success as we move forward, believing and receiving the word of God, believing and receiving the blessings of God. And I plead the blood of Jesus over each and every caller under the sound of my voice. Lord, and those who are faithful to the master's call who are not on the line this morning, we send the word to them as well that all is well. In Jesus' name, we pray, we thank you, Lord, and we praise you and give you honor. Back to you, Minister LaShawn. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. That's a strategic and powerful prayer. Before we bring the benediction, I just want to let you know that directly after this call, we are bringing forth our prayer requests, our testimonies, and our praise reports. So stay on the line with us so you can give your praise reports, testimonies, as well as your prayer requests. But if you go, and for whatever reason you have to go to work, or if you're going to the inspirational call with Dorothy Cook, you can always email us by emailing themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. If you're going to join Dorothy Cook's inspirational call, the phone number is area code 530-881-1300. Again, 530-881-1300. And the PIN code is 539-598-POUND. Again, 539-598-POUND. And if you would like to hear this awesome Rhema word that was given this morning, you can dial 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-POUND. So again, I'm going to bring we're going to bring Pastor Vanessa back on, and we are going into our Q&A.
Thank you so much. And again, for those who will be going to Platinum President Dorothy Cook's morning motivational call, we thank you so much and have a blessed weekend. Father, we just thank you as we take the benediction for those who will be leaving and speak the blessings, the favor, the blood of Jesus. Your protection be with them and through this entire weekend as they walk out their 3 B's for success. They are believing in their heart, no doubt, no wavering, no fear, and they are birthing their purpose, their destiny throughout our entire artist family. And we thank you. We are becoming more like you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We're going to go immediately for those who are going to stay with us. This is Friday, where we always take our prayer requests and praise reports and are honored and humbled to. I'm going to ask Minister LaShawn to be our scribe today so that you'll be praying over the calls at the conclusion of the call. And we're going to go now to 253-678. I think that is you, Miss Ronnie. Is that you?
Yes, it is, Pastor Vanessa.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, and praise God for the word today. It was excellent, as usual. You guys do such a wonderful job of getting my day started. But you just said something a few minutes ago. It wasn't until 3 weeks ago that I really came up with a why after being in this business for 3 months. I mean, 3 years. Listen to me. Over 3 years I've been in this business, and I always just said, I just want to help people. But I thank God for the Lord helping me understand that is what's been holding me back. I've been consistent in the dumbest thing. I finally got a why. And my why is I want to replace my present income, and that's my prayer request. This job, I've gotten hurt at least 7 times where I've been off work. I got hurt again. I'm a custodian. I work too hard, boiler operator. That's man's work, and I finally got a why. I need to replace this present income so I don't have to get hurt ever again on this job. So I got my why, and I'm excited. And you said your why needs to make you cry. And I said, Lord, I ain't crying about my why replacing my income, but the pain that I've suffered from my injuries have brought me to tears over the injury because of the amount of pain. So I did cry. So I finally, everything's coming in the full circle for me. I'm asking you to stand with me and believe. Y'all keep praying for Richard. I hear you call out his name all the time, and I thank God for that. I'm believing the Lord for his salvation. My little brother had many struggles, and I'm grateful, and I know that the breakthrough is coming. Amen.
Amen. You just made my day with that testimony. And I tell you, when I first got started, that was what was drilled into us. Get a why that'll make you cry, because the days when we have, you know, we have mountaintop days and meetings and bringing in people, but we have those valley days, and the what keeps you climbing and going one step in front of the other is if you have a good why. So praise God, Ronnie. Thank you so much. We're going to go to, I think this is, I don't know what it is, 813-504-813-504, you're up.
Good morning, Joni from Tampa. Hallelujah.
Oh, that's right. Good morning. Came up a little different today. Welcome, welcome.
Oh, I love that message today. Now, I really do have to find my why because I have a lot of whys. So right now I'm just standing on the why for my health. I know
Amen.
Where my health went like it did because living the life that I did at one time. So I just praise the Lord. I want you all to pray. I got to be it in on a house, and I'm waiting for the lady to accept it. Accept my
Amen.
Offer.
Well, yeah, we got your email. Got your email, and I'm definitely, I had the prayer warriors, and when you sent it out to them to lock an agreement for favor for you, that God is going to move in your behalf.
And my other request is, I've been doing so good with my blood work. Oh, hallelujah, my blood's been doing so good for at least 7 weeks. I get a call yesterday, and then drop down to 7.3. I said, no, devil, you're not going to steal my joy. So I got a little key, low key, then I didn't get a low key. Then I said, wait a minute, Lord, you've got a word for me. So I went to Isaiah 53:5, where he said he was wounded for my transgressing. And he was, I am healed by his stripes, I am healed. So I said, then I said, oh, no, all night long, every time I wake up, I said, thank you, Jesus, I'm healed, which I already know I'm healed. But it's just, the blood work, it hadn't been going down. It had been so stable. But that's all right. I said, devil, you a lie. So that's his way of attacking me. So y'all just pray for my blood work, that my levels stay up. And I feel good. Like I said, he trying one thing, but, hell, I got so much energy now that the devil, I might go out and do everybody's work if I could do it. So y'all just keep me in prayer, and I thank you all and love you.
Love you, too. Thank you so much, our Miss Jody from Tampa, such a faithful and consistent member of our TMC family. We love you and appreciate you. Is there any other prayer requests before we go to the Lord in prayer? I am so honored to see our co-founder on the line. So we are waiting. All right, we got one more before we go to prayer. Miss Jackie from Indiana, good morning, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I just wanted to let you know that the message this morning was well received. It was a message for me, and I thank you for it. I thank the Lord for this call. I thank you for the encouragement that I receive on this call and the word that I received. I've been rejoicing in a financial blessing here in Indiana, and God had blessed me at and the devil is a liar because now he's trying to retaliate, but I stand in believing. You know, they say, don't wait till the battle is over. Shout now. And I'm thinking, I'm shouting right now for total victory. And I'm looking for total victory, and I stand and believe on it.
Amen. Amen. We'll stand with you. I tell you, you have to speak out against that spirit of backlash because it is real. and we will cover you. Amen and amen. Thank you so much. Going to Cowtown to our dear sister, Miss Martha. The floor is yours.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. I tell you what, that word was definitely for me. Thank God for this call. I said I wasn't going to say anything this morning, but you know what? God is just too good for me to be quiet. And I just thank this prayer listeners to that's been praying for my mother. You know, we had put her on hospice where they had come in, you know, 12-hour shifts. But you know what? She's back to 1 hour a day. And she is talking, joking with my dad, and he is just elated. I mean, she told him to shut up the other day, and that just lit him up. He was just excited. You thought she just said, honey, honey, I love you. She was back to her old self, and we just so excited. And I just thank God that you guys have been praying for her, because prayers of the righteous availeth much. I am a living witness, and I just want to praise God for it.
Amen. You are so right, because I remember the many times that we've been praying for your mom, and that is a sweet word to your dad, because that means she is getting back to normal, and boy, I rejoice with you on that. All right, amen. Anything else going on out there in Fort Worth?
Oh, well, you know, we're still doing artists, but, you know, being intentional is my business partner always says, so we're excited, you know. What artists is doing. We did a showcase yesterday at a senior citizen home, and I tell you, the elderly people, that's, guys, that's the nugget. They are they understand the seriousness of their health, where, you know, young people kind of, you know, think that they're invisible, but the older people are more in tune with trying to find something to relieve their pain or whatever they're going through versus the young folks. This is what I found. So just keep praying for us. Just keep praying for us, and we are still, I am artist. God bless you.
God bless you too. Love you and Cedric and that entire team so, so much. Is there anyone else before Minister LaShawn goes to prayer?
Pastor Vanessa.
Good morning.
Dr. P.K. Roberts, good morning. Good morning. You are absolutely awesome, I tell you. And I thank God for the word that he places in your belly and the way you deliver. I absolutely need the prayers of the righteous. For the prayer of the righteous availeth much. My sister-in-law, David's oldest brother, and his wife are both on chemo. And they took Alice in on, and Alice is in ICU, and they don't expect her to make it. But I know for a fact that God's word is true. And I have a big trip planned, and I'll be leaving my house today and going to St. Louis, and I need a prayer for this particular event, and I need Alice to live, and I need Raleigh to live. I need them to come on here, and so they gave me a call, and of course, I don't know, but somehow I have become the glue in spite of where I am, so I just need prayer. I need prayer for the family. I know that it is an attack. And but in the midst of all of that, God said, give me thanks, because he said in all things, give him thanks. And but I need us to touch and agree right now that some great miracle, I need a miracle right now. I do. Raleigh was the one that David called, told me to call when he was on his last, in his last 2 weeks of life. And Raleigh got on that plane and came. And so I have given them the assurance that whenever they want me to come, no matter where I am, I will up and go. But I just don't want it to be now. I don't want it to be now. I don't want it to be ever, but surely not now.
Amen. And, you know, we are locked in agreement with you. I've been praying for you when you first told me about your big trip next week, and believing for the favor of God. But we're sending the word of healing to Alice and Raleigh. I remember meeting them when I was there for David's homegoing, and the doctor, the great physician, our Jehovah Jireh, our Jehovah Rapha. We send him there and encamp at the round them, people that will speak life and life more abundantly to them than every doctor, nurse, anesthesiologist, anybody and everybody who comes into that room will speak the life of God, the breath of God, the healing virtue of God. And we send to you, Dr. PK, the peace of God, the peace of God, to know that his favor is working with you, and to know that he wouldn't lead you into this assignment in St. Louis to have it changed or shifted, and he is not ready for them to leave this side of glory. So we're going to stand firmly as a TNC family with our co-founder, just speaking God's blessing and God's intervention in this situation, in Jesus' name. And when you pray, Minister LaShawn, continue to bombard heaven. We love you so much, and I just want you to rest in the peace of knowing God's got this, and God's going to keep his promises to you and to give you the strength, and you are a pillar in that family, and allow you to operate in godly wisdom. It's already done. It's already done in the name of Jesus. So we will definitely be continuing in TMC family. You've heard her heart. You've heard her prayer request. And we know how to be midwives of prayer, how to believe, how to birth, and then to watch God help us become. Amen. Anything else, Dr. PK?
That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. You hang on the line. And our always faithful sister, Christine from New York, the floor is yours.
Bless God. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to give a praise report. I want to thank God for keeping me alive, for keeping my family alive, and for keeping my surroundings intact. I just want to thank him because through the storm, he kept me calm. He kept us calm, and he weathered us through the storm. You know, I just want to thank God because today a lot of people don't have power right around us, to the left, to the right, you know, but right a little far off, there's no power, like blocks away. So I just want to thank God that he kept me and he kept my power on and he kept us safe. And I, you know, I just want to give thanks this morning. I just want to tell you guys to keep, you know, keep New York in prayer. And, you know, just keep New York in prayer, especially New Jersey and Far Rockaway has been hit badly. You know, yesterday I had, you know, come with some people and we decided was to, you know, go to the Far Rockaways and help. You know, we reach out to some people who I text, who I had a number, you know, to help because no one had reached to them, you know, for help. And, you know, we was about to just do some things for them and praise and thank God with our prayers. They finally reached to the Rockaways, so at least people got something to drink, something to eat. You know, I just want to bless God and I just want to thank him, you know, for, you know, the fervent prayer of a righteous. You know, I just want to thank him for each and every prayer that was said. And even though some people lost their life, we know, you know, it's for a reason. It's for us to open our eyes and see that where they say it wouldn't happen, it could happen. It's only one hand from God. And I just want to thank him and I just want to praise him this morning. And you guys just keep us in prayer. Bless God. Even though, you know, like I tell people, even though today I do have gas in my car, but I just thank God I know the gas station is going to open again and we're going to have gas. So bless God. Bless God.
Amen. Well, you know what? I had asked someone if they heard from you. So I praise God, Christina, that you are safe and your family is safe. And we have been bombarding heaven, praying, standing in the gap for all who are affected. And so glad that you still have power, but we're praying for the many others and this transition. And as we said at the beginning of the call, when I keep hearing from Minister Robin, I have to tell her we can't text long so she can say the bar is on her phone because they're out of power, water, everything. But she was able to go to a family nearby and her husband, and they're concerned about her dad because he's in another part of New Jersey where the weather has dropped real low on the island, and he's safe, but they're out of supply. So many we need to be praying for, but we praise God to hear your voice, Christina, and to know that all is well with you. And we are going to continue to pray for this transition of restoration back for that entire area in the name of Jesus. Anybody else before I go to LaShawn, I always want to be sensitive to give everybody time to come into queue, because this is what this day is for. It's for us to stand in the gap and make up the hedge and hear the praise reports and also the prayer requests. All right, LaShawn, before you get started, our own evangelist, Gwen Beatty, we will hear from you. The floor, the line is open. Good morning, evangelist.
Good morning. God bless each and every last one of you, to my precious Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK and all my sisters and brothers in Christ. I beeped in. I don't know how long I'll be on the phone because I'm waiting for the doctor to come into the examining room. I am at the hospital, but I am discharged. All glory be unto God. Thank you for your prayers. I just want you all to keep me before the Lord as you have been doing, as I find out the next steps and some things are happening that I want to just stay on top of. So I just trust God for all things, and I love you all, and I appreciate you all standing with me. This is what has brought me thus far. The covering of prayer has been real. And as I hear today's diagnosis and what we're going from here and whatever, whatever, I just want God to be all in it like he has been. And I stand in the complete victory that I am totally healed from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. And I don't want to say a whole lot because, like I said, I know they're going to bust in the door any minute. But I just want to stay before you in prayer. Thank you for whatever you're giving, your benevolence. And as I go to the next phase, I know God is going to close it out in victory. I love you, and have a blessed weekend, everybody, and welcome to November. Amen.
Amen. Well, it's always good to hear your voice. As Dr. PK and I had mentioned and will continue to say, for those of you who wanted to celebrate with us our 2 years, we encouraged everyone to sow a seed into www.fillabottlesavealife. We were getting a little slow on the donation, so again, I want to ask everybody, I don't care if it's $3, $5, $10, it is $250 a bottle. And with all the people on the line today, if everybody would just send their $5 or $10, she'd have a bottle for today. And it's just so important. We want to keep this in front of you. And I know we're going to hug her neck, and she'll be there with us in March at the Artist Extravaganza. Yeah, I'm speaking it on you. Whole, healthy, and happy to celebrate Jesus with a hallelujah. Thank you for what he's done. So we're so glad to hear from you this morning and continue to stand in the gap with you with prayer, but also TMC family, asking you to go to that website. That's our celebration gift, our birthday gift for our ministry. We want you to aim it toward this woman of God, www.fillabottlesavealife. And put a word of encouragement on her website. We took time and had someone, she was so kind to build a website for us, and just I leaned on and pulled in favors, and he did an excellent job. And so we want to help her reach that goal. And the thermometer is on there letting you see what we still need. And so let's just stand with her because she is definitely good ground. Minister LaShawn, are you ready to lead us into prayer and intercession for our prayer request?
Amen. Praise God. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Amen. Father, thank you for this time together as a TMC family. We come to you boldly, Lord. We come to you thanking you so much for all the promises. You promised and healed before, and we know you can do it again, Father, Lord God. So we lift up Alice and Riley. We are asking for that supernatural miracle, Father, Lord God. We know that you will drench them with the blood of the Lamb and protect them, Father, God. We know that cancer is a man that must bow down to you in the authority of Jesus, Father, Lord God. So while they're going through through chemo. We just ask that you put that Holy Ghost DNA through their veins. Let them sustain the chemotherapy. We want that doctor's report to be false. We want that doctor's report to be a testimony for them. So when they see them walk out that hospital, when they see them walk for years later on, they could say, how did that happen? And they could profess that it's because of the blood of Jesus. Amen. John 14:13 says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. So Dr. PK, know that your prayer request has been touched. It has been declared and decreed as so, Father Lord God. We thank you for this. We thank you for that Holy Ghost favor you are putting in her life. We thank you for that comfort and safety you are putting in her life. We thank you for her breathing out the prayer request on behalf of her friend. So with that, Father Lord God, we know already that you are going to bless her trip to St. Louis. We know that there will be an abundance of favor, an abundance of faith and comfort for her, abundance of safety. The pilot will have enough sleep. The stewardess will have enough sleep. They will give unto others, and Dr. PK will be that testimony on the plane. Somebody is going to give their life to the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord God, because of her testimony that will flow from her mouth when she goes to her trip and come back from her trip, Father Lord God. We thank you for Evangelist Gwen Baby. We thank you for having the cup runneth over for her campaign, Fill a Bottle and Save a Life. We already know that she's going to have so many bottles she won't know what to do with them, Father Lord God. So as you continue to touch her life, as you continue to touch the doctor's hand who are working on her right now, we touch and agree that she will be well. She will be stronger than she did before she started her her sessions, Lord. We know that she will be able to triumph and dance like David because you are God and you have healed her. We ask for continued success for Ronnie. We thank you, Lord. We ask that you please touch her back, touch her neck, touch her knees, touch her waist, touch her hands. We ask that you remove any pains and suffering that she may be going through right now. We want a full artist victory for her. We want a turnaround in her financial life, Father Lord God. Put that super before the natural in her bank account, Father Lord God. Add those zeros so she could be a blessing unto someone else. She will no longer be the borrower. She will be the giver. She will no longer be the tail, but she will be the head, Father Lord God. We declare and decree that she will be able to leave her job as a custodian and instead be a minister in a marketplace on behalf of Artist International. We thank you for her brother Richard, for him having a turnaround. We have continued to pray for him and know that all will be well with him and he will be able to walk in faith and not by sight. We thank you for Joni in Tampa and her bid for her house. We know that this will be a heavenly blessing for her. We know that she will be able to walk into that home, and when others come after her into that home, they will feel the blessing of the Lord. They will want to run to the church, Lord, and give their life to God because Joni is a testimony. She shared her testimony about how she used to live, but she is not that woman anymore. She has changed, Father Lord God. She has given her life and soul to you, Father Lord God, so the blessings will flow in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the blood count blessing, Lord. Thank you for her blood count being favorable in her sight, Lord. We thank you for that. We thank you for Jackie's financial blessings. We cast out any demonic threat, any satanic attacks against her. We know that there's going to be backlash because she is working for the good, Father Lord God. We know that the enemy is angry right now because things are working for the better in her life. So we automatically put a shield of protection around her, knowing that the backlash will not happen. You know, she is just going to be victorious, Lord. She is just going to be overcoming with joy, Father Lord God. Any weapon formed against her will not prosper. They will ricochet back to the enemy, Father Lord God. Devil, you are a liar. You are trespassing. And in the name of Jesus, we demand that you leave her and any other person on the call under the sound of my voice, Father Lord God. We thank you for that. We thank you for a transition and restoration. We follow Psalms 46:1, because God is our refuge and our strength and every present help in trouble. So thank you, Lord, for blessing Christina, protecting her home. Thank you for the blood of the Lamb dripping on her doorpost, Father Lord God. Thank you for Sandy passing her. Thank you for Sandy sparing her, Lord. But we ask for those who weren't as fortunate, Father Lord God. We know that you do it for a reason. We know that there's a reason for this. There's going to be a testimony. There's going to be a triumph from this. There's going to be a message from this, Father Lord God. We may not know in the flesh. We may not know in human eyes, but you know what it is. So we just thank you for sparing Christina and her being able to give her praise report. We thank you for Christina praying for others who may not be as fortunate. So as you restore New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Virginia, Maryland, D.C., Delaware, and all those states in between in those thousand-mile radius, Father Lord God, we know that you will continue to make things well in 2012 and beyond. All praise reports that were given to us, we thank you, Father, because of you. All testimony that was given, we thank you, Father, because it is all because of you. We thank you for the prayer request Father, Lord God. We already touch and decree. We know that they are so. We know that you've already blessed them. We know that you've already made a way out of no way. We already know that super is before the natural. We already know you are running through their DNA and their mind, their heart and soul. We know you prepared them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. Amen. So, Father, Lord God, we just thank you. We are rejoicing in hope. We are persevering in tribulation. We are devoted to prayer because we know that you are the Alpha and the Omega, and anything that we put before you boldly with continued faith will be so. All these things we ask in your heavenly host name. Amen, amen. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. You still going 90, but we're going to slow you down to at least 70 one day soon, woman of God. I thank you so much for those prayer requests. Thank you for the accuracy of the Holy Ghost as you prayed and lifted up the people of God and covered the prayer requests, and we feel them as saturated in the blood of Jesus. I'm so honored and humbled every time our co-founder joins us on the call. Dr. PK, we love you. We appreciate you. We are standing in the gap firmly for you, knowing that this prayer request is already answered, as well as every petition and prayer request spoken. The Paga faith of God, that prayer, it hits the mark. We are excited to serve each and every one of you as part of our TMC family. And as we leave this call, but never, ever, ever your presence, I want to definitely again thank Minister Tandy and LaShawn Ministers for doing such an awesome job this morning. We pray that the word is received. You all are good ground. So just water that word so that the start never stops you from doing what God has called you to do. And those three B's are part of your godly success, that you believe in your heart that God is able, he is faithful, his word is will, and you're going to be a conduit, a midwife to birth the will of God in your life and your family in the land. And we all are becoming and will become more like Jesus each and every day. So go out and have an awesome weekend. Be that minister in the marketplace, knowing that we are better together. We look forward to hearing each and every one of you on the call on Monday, and have a blessed weekend. Bye-bye.